Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Wonderful and warm, November in the garden starts off with a bolt of light. Get your tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and don't forget to get your tickets for Astralumina. They've been on sale since September and the show starts up on Thursday, November 9th. The warm fall weather is keeping many of the garden's plants producing bloom a little longer than usual. Some that still have a great show of blooms are in the fuchsia house. As you walk through the peaceful feel of the koi pond and into the shady fuchsia collection, look for the First Love Fuchsia, a dramatic trailing plant in a hanging basket with flowers that have white tubes and sepals over sweet, roughly lavender petals. Also still blooming is Bonnie Doan, a Drapkin hybrid from 1987. Mrs. Drapkin was a famous local hybridizer of fuchsias with more than 30 varieties to her credit. She was the moving force that originally curated the fuchsia collection. Her daughter, Marcia, still watches over these plants. If you walk to the front of the shade area, you can see two fairly new fuchsia trees have been planted. They have a similar dainty flower. Both have slightly pinkish blush to the white sepals, but the bright morning fuchsia on your left as you face the garden sign has a lighter pink fringe of petals, and the Galfrey is a slightly darker and more coral-colored pink to the petals. As you leave the fuchsia garden, you may be surprised by the changing face of the pollination garden. While the trees and some of the bushy backbone plants remain, see the Rothica miracoides or butterfly bush, which is loaded with blooms, and the sweet abutilon, or flowering maple, is certainly holding strong. Both of these plants are evergreen and make up a lovely backdrop to the pollination plantings. However, the annual plantings are now making room for the California natives that will be more permanent plantings. So keep an eye on this area. It will be establishing a new look for the coming season. Heading out the side toward the promenade, then down to the Bohannon Rose Garden to see the still strong display of late season blooms on the bright yellow Floribunda roses. This is Sparkle and Shine that line the border of Tram Road. Also still lovely is the sweet Peggy Martin climbing roses growing on the pergola. This lovely pink, aggressive rambling rose with no thorns has an interesting story as a found rose whose history and original name was lost. It survived for possibly as long as a couple of months under salt water after Hurricane Katrina to be found again by the property owner, Peggy Martin. She, in league with a horticultural professor from Texas A&M University, have used the sales of this rose to help reconstitute gardens ruined by the 2005 hurricane. It was the professor that named the rose after Peggy. Also still beautiful are the morning glories, named Clark's Heavenly Blue, and the moonflowers that seem to last well into the day in our cool mornings. Don't miss the gorgeous hybrid tea rose Gemini. This wonderful, vigorous bloomer makes great cut flowers as the buds show beautiful coral pink outer petals with a white center. Then as they open up, the white centers turn into the coral tones. If you walk into the tropical plant garden, there's a large, graceful grass-like plant in bloom. This is Astelia, and if you look through the blades into the core, you'll see the long stalk of creamy sort of fuzzy flowers. As this is a single plant of this variety that I've been able to find in the garden, it may very well be a female plant, but it is so visually intriguing, it is well worth the space it takes up. Taking a walk around Tram Road, we show you some fall color on the beautiful northern red oak across from the overlook. If you wander the unpaved trails a level or two up from creek bed, you can see some of the evergreen oak seedlings that have some acorns still left for the squirrels to bury. Also see the orange dragon or jammy mouth mounding bushes along the walk near Tram Road. This is another plant commonly known as hummingbird plant. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.